I looked up at him, pretty sure he wasn't aware of his ludicrous appearance. We thought you might want to help. There isn't any helping people who won't help themselves. He glanced at Henry and then began making an exit toward the entryway of the house where a large circular stairwell led upstairs. I want the two of you out of here now, or I call the real sheriff and have you locked up. With that, he went up the stairs. I turned to look at Connie. I want to thank you for your hospitality. She gasped a laugh. Right. I stood and the bear did the same. I guess we'd better get out of here. She climbed off the sofa and walked us to the front door, where she paused before opening it. He's a little upset and gets like that. I'll wait till he calms down and then see if we can come up with anybody we think might be a threat. She hung on to the door. That poor girl. I handed her one of my cards. Thank you. She studied it. Wow, I've never seen one of these without an email. My dispatcher won't let me have a computer. She smiled, but still didn't open the door. She looked up at me. Do you remember that scarf I had on while I was riding in the arena? That seemed like an odd thing to say. No. The red one I had on? I think I might have lost it, so it must be down there somewhere. I don't think you had. Henry interrupted. I remember the scarf. Would you like us to take a look around the arena before we leave? She opened the door. If you don't mind, I'd appreciate that. She glanced at the card and then took my hand and held it for a moment. It was so good to visit with you, Walter. As we walked toward the arena, I could see a young man straightening his shirt as he headed toward us. The bear shook his head. You truly can be slow at times. We dated for the better part of a year. He was a very nice and courteous young man, who looked a lot like his mother and behaved like her, too. Freshly showered, he sat there in a t-shirt, jeans, boots, and a letterman's jacket. What happened? I'm not really sure. He smiled, resting a chin in a palm as we all sat there on the bleachers, with the bear leaning against the fence. One day everything was fine, and then the next she broke up with me.
She broke up with you?
Yeah, why?
Well, the way your mother described it, it was kind of a mutual thing.
He nodded. There's a lot of stuff we were having to go through, but I was willing to stick it out. She drove up with me to watch a game we were playing against Roundup.
Basketball?
Football. Basketball is her game, not mine.
Henry smiled. Position?
Backup quarterback. He glanced up at the Cheyenne Nation. You were a running back for Cal Berkeley.
Yes.
Not exactly a football powerhouse. Why did you choose them?
Football was my minor. I was majoring in revolution at the time.
He glanced at me. You were an offensive lineman for USC. I gestured toward the bear.
I was offensive in a lot of ways, just ask him.
I looked you guys up. His eyes came back to mine. You were really good. How come you didn't go pro?
I did, for a cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
Nope.
What happened? I lost interest after Vietnam.
Oh.
He laced his fingers in his lap. Anyway, I stayed that night in Roundup, but she got a ride back with somebody, and the next day we were in Splitsville.
Any idea who she got a ride with?
No.
Did you know Jeannie?
Her sister, oh yeah, I dated her before I dated Jaya.
The Cheyenne Nation chuckled. You got around?
Not really. He studied his boots. We only dated a couple of times. Jeannie was too smart for me. He looked back up. No kidding, she was a genius.
Any ideas on what could have happened to her?
No, no idea. She got a ride with some people up to Billings and was on her way back when they had a breakdown and she wandered off. There was a big group of us that went out there and walked a grid for a few days. My dad even helped. I rested my back on the edge of the seat behind me, finding that muscle to the center of my shoulder blade and giving it a little mauling. Well, the reason we're here today is to ask if you know of anybody who might be writing death threats to Jaya.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He shook his head. She can be a little edgy sometimes, but after what's happened in her family, I can't imagine anybody would have it out for her. He thought about it. It's funny, but after Jeannie went missing, everybody kind of tried to surround Jaya and comfort her, but she eventually drove them all away. Including me, I guess. Was there anybody in particular that she had trouble with? Honestly, nobody comes to mind, but then I was her boyfriend, so it's not like people like that are going to confide in me.
He laughed. There was one guy who hated her.